Good morning, everyone. It's the 5th of May, 2018, Saturday morning. And I thought I would read a little bit this morning from some selections from this Poems for Edification, Volume 2. The first selection is Grace is the Fountain. Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing His praise. It is our anchor amid the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed, with the burdens coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us His love and His smile, and grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. The blood of Christ. What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No, it secured our salvation forever, you see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. So the next time you hear someone proclaiming salvation is only a possibility based on man's free will, smile to yourself and say, my redemption is already fulfilled. Time, what an empty vapor is. The sands of time will soon pass away, but eternity will always be. My soul cannot grasp this awesome truth to think I'll live forever. I'll live forever with my Savior who bore my sins upon the tree. From Christ my soul will never sever because He bled and died for me. Time, what an empty vapor is, but not for those for whom Christ died, for having been given eternal life will be forever at His side. The faith of Christ. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He's died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ, this was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it's finished, it never has to be replenished. Marvelous grace. It is truly wonderful what the Lord hath done by giving His chosen people to His dear Son, the perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to Him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let Your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, Father, Abba, Father to You, knowing that forever I will be with You. Many things have been said and written. Many things have been said and written about our wonderful Lord, but the volumes can't compare to His holy word. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. He said, come unto me, all ye that are weary, and I will give you rest. He said, my yoke is easy, and my burden it is light. Let us always proclaim what Jesus had to say, and let us look forward to that glorious day when we are seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb, having communion with the one who said, I am that I am. Discouragement. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lamb? Is there not refreshing water sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's been so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and his refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. Master, please don't tarry. Master, I plead that you would not tarry too long, for I am very weak and really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I will be cast down. My sins will overtake me, and I'll be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay. Ghost beside me in the morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time, even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind. You told me underneath me were your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, loving Master, for letting me see your loving arms are open and always holding me. It's been fixed. The decree in eternity before the world began was fixed. It was the divine plan. Christ was slain from the foundation of the world to bring salvation, manifested at the incarnation, completed at the resurrection, guaranteeing our glorification and eternal home with Christ in heaven. Spiritual understanding. There are many things that I don't understand, but this one thing I do know. I know Christ who has the world in the palm of his hand. I may not know much about physics or chemistry. I may not know much about electronics or electricity, but I know the one who stills the wind and calms the sea. I may not know Hebrew or Greek or quadratic equations, but I know the one who gave me eternal salvation. I may not know important people or celebrities, but I know the one who created them as well as you and me. I may not know economics or how to get wealth, but I do know the one who grants spiritual health. I may not know false science and heliocentricity, but I do know the one who shed his blood on Calvary for me. I may not know Latin, French, or Portuguese, but I do know the one who made the stars and the seas. I may not know medicine, herbs, and plants, but I do know the one to me who forgiveness grants. So if you think you're wise in all worldly things, only Christ can bring knowledge the world cannot bring. How long, Lord, my soul longs for you. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives the living water, it never runs dry. He bought me with his blood, I'm the apple of his eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father and he is always there. When my friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how he loves me so. Thank you, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. Oh, the final one I'm going to read is to God be the glory. Many say they give God the glory in all things, but deceitfully use free will as their cover and place man on the throne. They want to take credit for whom salvation is due. All credit goes to Christ. He said it is finished too. When you stand before Christ, what are you going to say? Jesus, are you not glad I chose you on that day? Christ's penetrating eyes will look right through you and say, depart from me, proud one, I never knew you. No, all glory and honor goes to the Son. He will not share his glory with anyone. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to end is a marvelous exercise for those who are born again. May God be with you in a special way this Saturday morning. God bless.